Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Scott Dixon. He is the chairman for the Northeast Louisiana Amateur Radio Club's Field Day. That'll be coming up here in a couple of weekends. Welcome, Scott.
Good morning, Corey.
Thanks for being with me today. And let's start here. Field Day. What's going on?
Field Day is an incredible event. It's been going on since 1933. It's where amateur radio operators across the United States and Canada gather to set up temporary transmitting stations, many times in public locations, to demonstrate their opportunity and ability for emergency response capability. We demonstrate amateur radio to the organizations that we might serve in an emergency, as well as to the general public.
Let me ask, let's start there. What is amateur radio?
Often called ham radio, amateur radio service has been around for more than a century. In that time, it's a worldwide community of licensed amateur operators using the airwaves with every conceivable form of communications technology. Ham radio operators range in age from youngsters to grandparents. Even rocket scientists and a rock star or two have their licenses and are in the ham ranks.
And some radio guys.
And some radio guys just like you.
Yes. Let's talk about this. I recently went to, I was at the Governor's Office of Homeland Security place over in Ouachita Parish here. There's a local batch of people who are worried about keeping all the rest of us safe in case there is a disaster or something bad happens, whether it be, you know, flooding or fires or an explosion or, you know, a nuclear war or whatever it may be. There's people who are actually thinking about that right now. And you guys fit into their disaster plan. Talk to me about how amateur radio helps out first responders and people who may be good at first responding, but they're terrible at radio. And you guys are the experts.
Okay. Well, our modern communication systems are very complex, but most of them require a fixed infrastructure. You see the cell phone towers around the community and around the state and the country. Those are fixed locations. With amateur radio operators, we have our home stations. We can also have mobile stations that are in our vehicle or even portable stations that operate on batteries or solar power. So it's a divested infrastructure, which allows us the opportunity to be very flexible in what we do. Amateur radio has been called into action again and again to provide communications in crisis where it really matters. We're well known for that, as you've said, for support in disaster and post-disaster recoveries, such as the hurricane even last fall in Puerto Rico. The communications that went on for the first several months were only amateur radio back to the mainland.
I was talking to the local director here, and he said, they went down for Hurricane Katrina to go help in New Orleans. A lot of the plan at that point revolved around, I guess, having electricity and generators. Well, the electricity went down. The generators got swamped by the flooding. A lot of people just thought they would use their cell phones. Well, all that stuff went down, or the towers blew down. And he says, they're at the Superdome, and they can't communicate over to Baton Rouge to tell the state government people what's going on. They were in New Orleans, and they said this, 80-year-old geezer walks in, and he's like, I'm here to help. And they're like, what's this cat going to do? And he says, help me throw a wire around this. We'll run some cable in here, throw a wire in a tree, and I can talk to Baton Rouge. And they're like, what's this old man going to do? And within an hour or so, they got the stuff they needed. They found a wire. They found some coaxial cable. They threw it up in a tree, and they're talking consistently to Baton Rouge. Suddenly, they said, get this man whatever he wants and take care of him. And the next thing you know, a lot of other ham radio operators showed up, and a reliable communication network began to be established, and it would take months and months before something more permanent got back into place. So it is kind of interesting. So this Field Day thing, you guys get out there and go out in an open park somewhere and throw this stuff up and practice, right?
That's exactly right. The scenario you just described is essentially what we'll be practicing next weekend, June 23rd and 24th at Caroli Park. We'll have the area around Shelter 6. It's the first one on the left as you come in Caroli Park. And we'll have a temporary tower that's trailer towed that we can put an antenna up on top of. We'll also have wire antennas hanging in the trees and a generator to power everything. And so once we've set up in this disaster drill format, then for some fun, we spend 24 hours making contacts with other ham stations around the U.S. and Canada.
So in the course of a day from Caroli Park, how many folks around the country, how many different stations would you be able to talk to?
A couple of thousand.
A couple of thousand different places. So imagine if that's a disaster emergency and you've got to get a message to Washington, D.C. Could you do that?
Yeah, pretty confident we could get one to Washington, D.C., if not directly from Caroli Park to Washington, D.C., perhaps to somebody in Michigan who could relay the message to Washington, D.C.
Amateur radio hobby continues to grow. One of the, I don't want to call it a hindrance, but when I was trying to get my license years ago, Morse code kicked my butt. That was hard for me to learn. That's not a requirement anymore, right?
That's correct. Morse code is no longer required, although it's one of the most popular operating modes.
So there are a lot of other modes now, too. Folks, like we're on an FM radio station right now. There's FM modes, AM modes, sideband modes, where you use your voice. There's also a lot of neat new computer modes, right?
There are digital modes.
What do you do with those?
Well, they're keyboard to keyboard. The computer encodes the sounds, transmits them over there, and a computer at the far end decodes them.
You're having a field day again when at Caroli Park?
Saturday, June the 23rd, and Sunday, June the 24th at Shelter 6.
And what are you encouraging the community to come out and do?
Come out and take a look at what we're capable of doing. Try your hand at it. You can even get on the air that day with us, with a coach. See if you're interested in ham radio.
And you've got a class coming up called a ham cram. Tell me about that.
The ham cram will be on June 29th and June 30th. You walk in from zero. They teach you the key components for the test. And at the conclusion of the session, you take the test and you can earn a license.
That's Scott Dixon. W5WZ is his amateur call sign. You can find out more about the Amateur Radio Club's field day at our website, kedm.org.